Rolling right along on this Wednesday afternoon, Sports Radio 910 The Fan and on 105.1 FM. Quick reminder, we are off the air early today. You heard it in Jordan's update. About 4:50 is when we'll get bumped for Flying Squirrels baseball. No biggie. We always love a little baseball on the airwaves. Jake Eisenberg will have you covered with pregame coverage starting at 4:55. And the voice of the Squirrels, Trey Wilson, along for the play-by-play right around the top of the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, we zoom back in on some college football. Heading on down to Blacksburg as we welcome in the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, John Lazor. He joins us, brought to you by Cowan Gates, there for you in any case. Lays, thanks for carving out some time for us 10 days out from kickoff, buddy. How you feeling today?
Feeling good, man. It's that busy time of the year, so we're running around, and the students are moving in as they return for the academic year. You remember what that chaos is like, mm-hmm. I would imagine. So starting to feel a lot like a new year here in Blacksburg, and that's always exciting for me, for sure.
Well, Lays, tomorrow, if you happen to see a young man that looks a lot like me, and he's got longer hair, and he's maybe a little bit wiry and looks like a wide-eyed freshman, that's my youngest brother who will be moving in to Pritchard Hall there on the campus of Virginia Tech. So maybe show them the ropes, or you know how it goes, whatnot.
Oh, God, man. I was told we were done with the Noakses here in Blacksburg. I had enough with your other brother.
Not yet, my man, not yet. I can't wait to come down and go to some football games, though. It's going to be a lot of fun. Football, though, this Saturday, we've actually got a little bit of it between Miami and number 8 Florida. I know we're not going to go into too much detail on this, Lays, but it should give us an early idea of what to expect out of this Miami team that's going to be competing against Virginia Tech in the Coastal.
Yeah, it absolutely will. It'll give you a first look as to why they chose the starting quarterback that they did. I don't think it paints the entire picture. Of course, we saw what happened with Miami in the opener last year, and it was an indicator that maybe they weren't where they were 2 years ago, but certainly as the Hokies saw in Blacksburg, it didn't mean that they were as rough a team as maybe LSU exposed. So I'm looking forward to just watching football. The fact that it happens to be a divisional opponent for us later in the year that'll help with prep and knowledge and all those things is just an added bonus. But, you know, I asked Coach Fuente that on Monday night during our time with him, and I said, would you ever want to have a week zero game? And boiling it down, what he simply said, absolutely not. We're not looking to add another week to an already long road during the regular season. So TV makes those matchups. They made a good one, and I'll be tuning in.
It's a classic rivalry game, Miami and Florida, head-to-head, 7 o'clock Saturday night. Lays, the ACC Network is going to go live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And Virginia Tech has offered members of the media a tour of their ACC network facilities. It's an exciting time to be a part of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Have you been down to those facilities, John? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I've been down numerous times, not just since they've been completed, but while they were being installed. Brian Walls, who captained that project here locally in Blacksburg, would take me down there through phases and just to see how far it's come. It's amazing. I was actually just over talking to a number of the students that will comprise the technical team, the cameramen and the graphic designers and all of those things that will make it go on the ACC Network extra level here for some of our Olympic sports and men's and women's basketball. And, yeah, it's exactly what I told them, Danny. I said, you're here at a special time. This is a special project. This is an innovation that we probably didn't see a couple of decades ago when I was in school or even back when you were in school in terms of the opportunities that it would mean for them in terms of gaining exposure and getting a foot or a leg up on the competition when they get out into the job market. And then, of course, for just the exposure of all of our 22 sports here, it'll be phenomenal. And Whit Babcock and Dr. Sands have allowed us to have the budget to do it at an even higher level than was expected from some of the other institutions in the ACC. So like with anything else, it's a competition, and we're hoping to kick some backside with it.
John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, joins us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Our conversation with John brought to you by Cowan Gates, there for you in any case. Looking at the Virginia Tech football program right now, John, Coach Fuente has not officially named Ryan Willis the starter yet, but we do expect that to happen very soon. How much more comfortable do you think Ryan Willis is going into this season, calling plays just around his teammates? He was really good, I thought, in the time that we got to see him last year, despite some tough circumstances.
Yeah, I thought he was actually pretty comfortable last year after he'd been in there. He played very well in his first start. People seem to forget against Duke and some of the protection issues that he had, not only with protecting the football, but also the time in which he had to operate the offense. I thought he was much better than even the stats indicated, and the stats were pretty good. But to your question, he's just further developed that. I do what I call a Willis throwaway counter during practice, and that's just where he gives up, realizing that even in 7-on-7 and some of the passing drills, he doesn't have an open option possession, and the better thing to do is just to get rid of the football and make sure it's not a turnover. That's the big thing for him. What's happened, though, is this offense has evolved and grown up around him in terms of the weapons he's going to have to work with, and including his wide receivers, but one of what I think is the deepest tight end group in the conference for sure.
I'm really excited to see Dalton Keene get involved into the offense again this season, John. Also, Trey Turner and Damon Hazleton, they'll be exciting. But what I also think would tremendously help Ryan Willis is a running game. And I'm curious as to what your expectations for the running game this season are. Coach Fuente has done this by committee. I don't expect that to necessarily be any different this year. And it can certainly be effective. But the offensive line has a little bit more depth going into this year. You've got more backs emerging alongside DeShawn McLeese and Jalen Holston. So what are your expectations for that group?
My expectations are high, but more importantly, Justin Fuente and Brad Cornelison's expectations are high. And here's why. Some of those weapons I just mentioned on the perimeter are not going to allow defenses the opportunity to stack the box. You're not going to be able to do that very often. Hopefully it'll be an unpredictable offense in terms of not being able to do that at any time, even if it seems as though it's an obvious running situation. And I think we've seen some of that at times from both of those coaches that I mentioned. You're right about the offensive line. This is the deepest, biggest, most athletic version of the offensive line that I've seen, and this will be my fifth year here. Jalen Holston looks great. Looks like a completely different guy than he did at the beginning of last year when he wasn't able to condition to the point that he wanted coming off a knee injury. I think he's going to have a big year. DeShawn McLeese, you already know what he is. And the Hokies add a game breaker and true freshman Keyshawn King. I absolutely cannot wait to see how they deploy this guy because he can pretty much do anything out of the backfield.
One more for you, Lays, before we take a quick break. I want to flip it over to the defensive side of the ball, take a look at Coach Foster's unit. Obviously, it'll be his final season. But with Dax Hollifield and Rayshard Ashby having a year under their belts, and their Dax in particular, one of the vocal leaders of this team, Reggie Floyd is coming back. But there's still some concerns, the depth with the defensive line and at the cornerback's position specifically. What's the feel around that unit right now as you watch practice and watch Coach Foster work with these guys? What are you thinking?
Yeah, watching camp has alleviated a lot of the concerns that I had initially going into camp and also back in the spring with the secondary. I think you're in good shape there. I really like the safeties on this team. You mentioned Floyd, but Divine Diablo, I think Jamari Connor is going to be the biggest addition in terms of newcomers in that unit. Caleb Farley looks like a different guy than he did last year. I think some of that's mental, some of it's physical. Of course, he was coming off the ACL and switching to the other side of the ball last year. And Jermaine Waller's really grown up physically and needed to. I think he's an excellent cover corner, but just didn't have the physical level of maturation to compete last year. Jovan Quillen, you know what he is as an older guy on this team. And Jeremy Webb, he's just going to continue to get better and stronger as the season goes along. Armani Chapman will probably get some reps until that happens. So you like the makeup of that group? Sure, there are questions up front. They're not as big a questions, even with the departure of Ricky Walker as last year. I really like some of the guys they brought in, including Deshaun Crawford from the junior college ranks. Like the second wave in the middle. There's going to be a lack of experience there. Narelle Pollard, Mario Kendrick, some of the newcomers. But on the ends, I think you'll be able to get along to the quarterback a little bit more proficiently than maybe you were able to at many times last year. But like it was a year ago, you certainly can not withstand more than a handful of injuries.
10 days till Virginia Tech kicks off the season up in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts against the Boston College Eagles. That'll be a 4 p.m. kickoff on the ACC Network. But, of course, you can listen to John Lazor and his broadcast partner, Mike Burnup, and the new sideline reporter, Wes McElroy, all on the call. Exciting times, Lays. We'll take a quick break here, pal. Are you ready for a little lightning round that's going to feature topics such as movies, fast food, and other fun stuff that we're going to get to?
Without question, my friend.
All right. John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, going to stick around with us next. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case. We're right back. The new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and on 105.1 FM. Final segment, hour one on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and on 105.1 FM. Danny Noakes in for Wes McElroy today and all week long. We are joined on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline by the voice of the Hokies, John Lazor. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case, and with only about 4 minutes till we break, it's time for a little lightning round. All right, Lays, here it comes, my friend. Yesterday, Marvel fans everywhere disappointed to learn that Spider-Man is no longer going to be a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Sony, Disney, they couldn't come to a deal to co-produce the next movie. Real simple question here, who is your favorite superhero if you have one?
Yeah, I'm not a big Marvel and superhero movie guy, but I will say that I did enjoy Iron Man, but Superman was always my guy growing up.
There you go. That's exactly what I was looking for. I like Spider-Man a lot. Marvel movies, kind of an addiction for me right now. All right, here's an addiction for many other people. Fast food. There's a really great debate going on Twitter right now between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes about who's got the best chicken sandwich. If you could pick between those two, or you could pick a other fast food chain, what's your guilty pleasure?
Well, in that genre, it's Chick-fil-A all day long. That's not to say I don't like Popeyes, and if you want to endorse me, that's fine as well. I'll take all the free chicken sandwiches I can. But there's no greater fast food chain on the planet than Taco John's, and people in this area in the country do not know that. If you're ever in the north or you're out in the west in Wyoming, stop by Taco John's. You will not be disappointed.
Taco John's. Okay. I'm going to have to try that one out. I would probably go, my favorite right now is Cookout. I'm thankful that we still have that, even though I've moved north. Cookout strong. Next. All right. Ray Lewis, Lamar Odom are going to be on Dancing with the Stars, Lays. What competition-based TV show would you want to be on?
Man, you're hitting all the things that I despise. all of those shows. I wish I could sing, and then I'd be on The Voice. And my parents would see me more often then because they watch that show religiously, whether I'm in the house or not.
The Voice. The voice of the Hokies wants to be on The Voice. I like that. All right, next. Lays, today is would have been Wilt Chamberlain's 83rd birthday. Who is the most dominant athlete that you've ever seen in person?
Wow, that's interesting. In person, in terms of physical domination, maybe Zion most recently.
Nice.
At the Sweet 16. Not in person, Mike Tyson before he was brought back down to earth by Buster Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Physically dominating, probably in his prime, Shaq, who I got to see in the NCAA tournament. Gosh, I can't even remember back in like 91 or 90.
Nice. I got to see Shaq too. I think it was 2002 when he came to the artist formerly known as the MCI Center to play a dreadful Washington Wizards team. Good times right there. Two more. Lays, yesterday was National Radio Day. Who was your favorite voice on the radio growing up?
Oh, absolutely. Had a number of guys. He didn't do a ton of radio by the time I was coming along, but Harry Carey was my guy, and of course he had to start as the voice of the Cardinals, or one of the voices of the Cardinals in St. Louis with Jack Buck. And then I eventually came to love a man by the name of Ernie Harwell, who was the longtime voice of the Detroit Tigers, unfortunately no longer with us. He stood there like a house on the side of the road.
Love it. One more for him. All right, Lays, it is National Senior Citizens Day. You turned 40 years old last week. What is your favorite old man tendency?
Tendency of mine?
Yes.
Well, let's see. I enjoy network television a lot more than I used to. I like going to bed before 11 o'clock and not feeling an ounce bad about it. I haven't really started to reap the benefits of like cheaper food and cheaper tickets to things at this point, but I'm looking forward to that. I think my favorite thing about being older is that I don't care that I'm getting older. I'm embracing it rather than looking at it as a negative thing.
Lays, you are a great sport, man. That is Lazer's Lightning Round. John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, thanks for the time this week, pal. Looking forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case. That brings us to the end of Hour 1. We head into a shortened Hour 2. We're going to get off the air at 4:50 to make way for Richmond Flying Squirrels Baseball. Back in a minute, the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and on 105.1 FM.